There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Do you know that a federal law requires every public school to hold an educational program on the United States Constitution on September 17th, which is Constitution Day? This year, September 17th falls on a Sunday, so schools should obey this law on Monday, September 18th. Eagle Forum has the perfect program to fulfill this mandate, a DVD called A More Perfect Union, America Becomes a Nation. It's not only educational, it's entertaining. It's a one-hour, 50-minute drama about the Constitutional Convention of 1787, the great event that took place during the summer at Independence Hall in Philadelphia with George Washington presiding. This DVD is a professional reenactment of the Constitutional Convention. It is not speeches about the Constitution. This DVD is historically accurate with James Madison as the hero. How our Constitution was written is a very exciting story. The fact that our founding fathers agreed on a document that all states could sign was a true miracle. The big issue was the conflict between the big states and the small states. The great compromise that made it possible for them to reconcile their differences was the U.S. Congress, with a Senate based on the equal representation of the states and the House based on representation by population. If you will write Eagle Forum Radio, I will tell you how to get a copy of this unique DVD. You will then be able to show it to all the young people in your family. Then you can donate the DVD to a school so that it can be used to fulfill the school's obligation to teach students about the Constitution this September. This DVD, called A More Perfect Union, America Becomes a Nation, is perfect for the schools to fulfill their legal requirement to have a program on the Constitution, because the label on the DVD tells the teachers how to download a teacher's guidebook right off of the Internet.
You can be part of a grassroots campaign to stop the mistakes of activist judges. Contact Eagle Forum and say, yes, I will start a study group on judicial reform. We'll send you a study guide and a free copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges if you send your commitment by mail to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org. Join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com, or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who asks, why do we press harder on a remote control when we know the batteries are getting weak?
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. But yesterday, the Dow Jones average hit an all-time high. Just sailed right through the original all-time high, and it's now it closed yesterday at $11,850. I'm sorry, at 11,850 points. Still have dollar signs on my mind here, but nevertheless, and I started to mention this yesterday. In fact, we did talk about it a little bit. Didn't get into very much detail, but the people behind the International Monetary Fund had a meeting in Singapore back last month. And they're worried about the global financial imbalances. Now, I keep hearing over and over and over again what a great economy we have. And here you see the Dow at an all-time high, 11,850 closed yesterday. But these people that are behind the International Monetary Fund, not saying that. They say, for how long can the global economy endure America's enormous trade deficits? The United States is borrowing about $3 billion a day. These imbalances simply can't go on forever. And they talk about the United States points its finger at China's undervalued currency, while the rest of the world singles out the huge American fiscal and trade deficits. The article goes on to say, and it's written by Joseph E. Stiglitz or something of that nature, but he says, and he talks about it, about what to do about all of this. What can we do? And he says, how to reform this global monetary system? A new reserve system based on a new international currency can, with a little work, be adopted to today's economy. Now, this is a professor at Columbia University, and his most recent book is Making Globalization Work. So he's a globalizer, all right? I have with me today a fellow that believes in American sovereignty, God, country, and family. His name is Craig Smith, and he is president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. Craig, what do you think about this? Hey, Craig.
I love you. I mean, you're the only guy in America that brings this stuff up. And I'm not sure how to respond to it other than to tell you that the IMF has been making these same statements for the last two decades, and everybody seems to ignore it. But I imagine sooner or later they're going to say, once these currency changes occur that you just discussed, they'll say, hey, we've been telling you guys for two decades. You just didn't want to listen. You just ignored us. You and I talked about it off air, you know, what's going on with land in the farm right. areas of America. I mean, we can't keep playing this game the way we're playing it, Derry, and not have a day of reckoning. And so whether that's another 10 years from now or 20 years from now, I don't know, but Derry, I can tell you there will come a day when it all hits the fan, and the IMF will say, hey, we've been telling you guys for 2 decades, you just didn't want to listen, you just didn't want to tighten your belts, you just didn't want to stop spending money, you just didn't want to stop consuming all the goods and services in the world, you wanted to live fat in the day of slaughter, and now if you pay the price, it's your problem.
Well, I don't know where we are. I have been working on an article for days concerning this very same thing, and that was before I even saw this article concerning how to fix the global economy. But America can't keep borrowing $3 billion a day. Now, I said that back when we didn't even owe $1 trillion. Like I've stated time and time again, back in the 1970s when we started the network, and I got a lot of banquet offers to speak at banquets, and I did. I traveled all over the Midwest. And at that time, I think we owed like $800 billion or something. Now, here we owe $9 trillion, and this thing just keeps going. What's going to happen? I don't even know what comes after trillions.
After trillions, you have quadrillions. And then beyond that, you have what's called zillions, which is an infinite number. It's like Google. It's an infinite number. But you know, it's funny. Every other radio and television appearance that I make, I generally spend a lot of time preparing for it. With you, I never do because it's like having a cup of coffee with a friend, but I always pray before I come on your program. And in my prayer this morning, I just sensed in my heart a book that I was involved with back in the early 1990s called Bankruptcy 1995. And for your listeners' benefit, Derry and I don't discuss what we're going to talk about generally before we go on the air. We just go on the air and talk about it. And isn't it amazing how you brought this issue of debt up? And I thought about calling Jerry Swanson today and asking him, Jerry, how can we continue on this path? And then you bring this article up about the IMF. Derry, I got to tell you something. There is a day of reckoning, just like if you got yourself in a hock or I got myself
in
a hock.
And we both did.
Yeah, and we've got to deal with it. And by golly, if we don't deal with it today, it's going to be way worse. Look, Argentina, Venezuela, all the South American countries, they know what happens when you get too far into debt. The currency finally collapses. And we don't think that can happen in America with the U.S. dollar. But then again, the Romans never thought it could happen. The Ottomans never thought it could happen. And hey, recent times, the Hungarians didn't think it happened. Budapest government fell a couple weeks ago as it came public that the president or whoever he is, a leader over there, lied to the people that the economy wasn't as good as they thought. They're technically bankrupt, and the government collapsed. Is that what it's going to take in America to wake us up?
Yeah, but we don't have politicians that would lie to us. So
I mean, I'm writing my column for WorldNet Daily, and the first line is, you know, are you like me that you're tired of not knowing who's telling the truth? I mean, it's like this Foley thing. Somebody's lying. Like either Denny Hastert is lying, or his aides are lying, or the people that brought it to the press are lying. Somebody is lying. And, Derry, it's amazing to me. You know, I'd like to believe I have a little bit of discernment, but it's hard to tell who's lying anymore. I think, heck, they may all be lying.
I was going to say, are their lips moving? That's the way you tell. If they're in front of a television camera and their lips are moving, that proves the point. Hey, let's take a break. We're visiting today with Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com. We'll be right, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess. So you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or C, the floral and fruit basket, for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Craig, I'm looking at this article that I just mentioned earlier. It actually appeared in New York Times October the 4th, just yesterday. And it's titled, How to Fix the Global Economy. And I was going right along with this guy. His name is Joseph Stiglitz or something similar to that. And I didn't realize that he was a globalist until I got through the article and down here to where he's talking about the international currency. But he points out some things that the American people should know, and they certainly do not hear that from the normal talk show host. I hear several of them occasionally talking about what a great economy it is and how wonderful things are going and how we have the highest standard of living ever. But here we're borrowing $3 billion a day. That doesn't look like a rich nation to me, other than the fact that you have to be rich to borrow that much money. And, you know, we went through that back during the hard times of the 80s. You and I talked about this very same thing. Farmers, and I was one of them, we were just borrowing ourselves into prosperity. And we said, hey, look at that net worth statement. I mean, that's great, but you can loan us another $100,000, you know, no problem, until the interest went up to 20%. And then, hey, that's when things started happening, bad things started happening. Now, here we're talking about, and this writer is saying these same things, China knows well the terms of the hidden deal. It's not a hidden deal. We know what the deal is. China is now financing the sales that we make to China by buying our T-bills and our treasury notes. We can go on. They talk about the debt-ridden American households. I saw just the other day where I think it's right at $10,000 is what's on the average credit card. So we can go on and on and on, but I don't think international currency is going to help any. Do you?
Well, it may help changing the imbalances, but at what cost? If you bring international currencies into balance, it means they have to either increase dramatically, which means the buying power of the dollar drops, or we have to reduce the value of the dollar. And I think that's in where the big rub is. We might be able to maintain this debt. We might be able to continue to service it. But the long-term value of the U.S. dollar will suffer. And most people listening to this program have their savings accounts denominated in dollars, their retirement accounts, their college education accounts for their children. You know, while you were laying out that scenario of debt, Derry, I thought of a perfect analogy. You and I have been wanting to get together, right? We've been trying to have either a time where I come to Missouri or you come to Arizona.
Right.
Okay, so let's say you jumped on a plane today, you flew to Phoenix, Arizona with your credit card, and they picked you up in a limousine. And you and I, we stayed at the presidential suite at the Phoenician Hotel, $3,000 a night. We put it on our credit cards, and we went to a jewelry store and bought us big fancy gold watches and went out to $500 a night dinners. And, boy, we just lived like kings, right? And we did it all on our credit cards. When you get back from the break, I'll tell you what the end of that scenario is.
Okay. After that, I think we're going to need a break, especially after that $500 dinner. We'll take the break now. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And we have returned. Now, here we are. I'm flying to Phoenix. We're going to stay in a $3,000 a night hotel, eat $500 dinners, put it all on my credit card. I'm just an old country kid, Craig. I didn't know you could spend $500 on dinner.
Well, yeah, there's restaurants in Phoenix, Arizona. You spend $1,000 on dinner.
See, I go to Dean's Bar and Grill for $5.
Hey, well, just so you know, I eat the Grand Slam breakfast, so you know where I eat, okay? But anyway, here's the bottom line. We do all that, then we take the girls out to some fancy shop and buy them fancy dresses, and we get back to the hotel and the dome and say, man, these fellas must be loaded like a gun. These guys must be some of the richest guys I've ever seen come into this hotel. Then you go back to Missouri, I go back to my little home up here in Paradise Valley, and a couple weeks later, the credit card bills come in. Now, we sure looked like we had a fortune, didn't we, Derry? But when you can't pay that credit card bill, what happens? They come confiscate that gold watch, and the difference, they end up putting you into bankruptcy court. But the whole world for that week that you were here sure looked like we were worth it, worth a bundle. That's what's happening to America, and we don't want to admit it to ourselves. Look, we're the greatest nation in the world. We have the greatest natural resources. We have the greatest military. We have the greatest technological base in capital markets. But we have lived beyond our means. And I'm not talking about
the average. We have the greatest indebtedness also.
Well, that's the point. And I'm not talking about the average person that's listening to the show. I'm talking about us as a country. I'm talking about our military, all these things that we do. And I'm all for military. You know that, Derry. But we give money to people. Look, we're so far into debt that we have no right to be lending other people money or
giving
foreign aid to countries. It's insane.
See, we just forgave Guatemala $20 million just yesterday or the day before.
Right. Now, how can we afford to do that when we can't even balance our budgets? And this is the point. People say, well, we got to do that to promote trade. And here's the bottom line, Derry. The bottom line, at the end of the day, these excesses have to be squeezed out somewhere. Traditionally, it's done through the devaluation of currencies with the thing that you just talked about, by the repudiation of debt. We can't afford to go through that without this country going through a huge economic upheaval. I heard a very interesting point that was made the other day, and I'm drawing a blank on who said this. Maybe it was John Fund from the Wall Street Journal. He said, people that are 40 years of age or younger, they have not known nothing but great prosperity. I mean, it takes an 80, 90-year-old person to remember a Great Depression or remember the tough times of the Second World War or to remember the fabulous 50s that ended up in the recessions of the 70s.
I'm not quite that old, and I can remember these things.
Well, but here's the point. The average 40-year-old or below has never recognized this, so they think this is the way it's supposed to be. And if things aren't that way, then just go out and borrow the money to make them that way. Hey, we got a real problem, Derry, with these rising housing prices, and all of a sudden those prices stopped, and the huge amounts of money that have been borrowed against those houses to do everything from take a trip to put a new addition on the house. Those debts are due right now. And so, do I think it's the end of the world? No. But I do believe the U.S. currency will go through another 10, 20, 30% devaluation over the next 5 years. You better anticipate it, because it's going to happen. It's the only way they can squeeze these excesses out. It's the only way.
You know, you mentioned devalue the dollar. I can remember what a dollar used to buy. I can remember going to a five and dime store, and you actually bought things in there for 5 cents or for
That's a nickel, right,
or a dime. Today, just like the soda machines, they don't even work on quarters anymore.
So they take a dollar bill?
They have to have a dollar bill, right, to get a nickel Pepsi.
And you probably remember, Derry, the 6.5-ounce bottle of Coke for a nickel.
Right.
Okay, well, people don't understand. That is the devaluation of the dollar. It's the old put a frog in cold water and turn up the heat. He doesn't realize he's been boiled. Try and throw him in a hot pot of water, and he jumps right out. Slowly, this U.S. dollar is being devalued, and it will continue, Derry. It's not going to stop. Hey, if you think a house today at $200,000 is expensive, just wait another 10 years. It'll probably be $1 million.
You know, you mentioned that Coke. How many ounces is in that nickel Coke?
6.5-ounce bottle.
Okay. Now, remember when Pepsi came out, I remember the old jingle very well. Pepsi-Cola hits a spot, a 10-ounce bottle. That's a lot. All for five, just a nickel, too. Pepsi-Cola is a drink for you.
That's right, and they took all kinds of market share from Coca-Cola as a direct result of that campaign, and that started the Cola Wars. But that's a perfect example. Derry, you remember going to a picture show or to a movie theater for 25 cents, 50 cents.
Sure.
You know,
a lot less than that.
And
you could go
today they're $8, Derry.
Right. You could go to on Tuesday night, the Ritz had a movie. And it was called a continued story. You had to come back next week to see how they got out of the mess.
Like a storybook.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you go for 13 cents.
and that's something. And see, look, I'm not bellyaching about it. I'm saying that is just part of what we're doing. It's happened ever since Nixon closed the gold window in the early 70s when we came off the gold standard. We had to come off the gold standard because the money had devalued so much the price of gold ran from $20 to $40-some-odd an ounce. That's going to continue to happen, Derry, and you've got to anticipate it going forward. You've got to. If you don't, you're going to be left behind. That's why many retired people today that plan their retirements, you know, 20 years ago with plenty of money in the bank to pay for everything can't even afford to pay their land taxes anymore. And you know, that is why you got to prepare properly.
My grandfather passed away in 1954. And when he retired in the 40s, he was considered a fairly wealthy individual. He had $10,000 cash and his nice home paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And he was considered...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. For years, you've heard us on the Derry Brownfield Show and the Common Sense Coalition talking about many different issues that affect the average American. Well, today, we know with Iran pursuing nuclear weapons, with North Korea testing nuclear weapons, with the Nigerians threatening to shut off oil, with the now OPEC leaders deciding to cut production now that oil prices have come down, it's a pretty crazy world out there. Yet during the same time period, we've seen the Dow hit an all-time high. We've seen the U.S. dollar start to rebound a bit against foreign currencies, and yet the dollar continues to seem to float along in this sea of $9 trillion worth of debt. Where is all that going to end up? Well, I don't have a crystal ball, and I don't suggest to you that I have all the answers. But I do know one thing, that great financial minds for years have all agreed upon one thing, that diversification is the best strategy in any type of economic environment. That strategy is simple. Have a portion of your money in stocks, a portion in bonds, a portion in cash, a portion in real estate, and a portion in gold. If you look at money managers and central banks and big mutual funds, they all hold small positions at least of gold, and in some cases larger positions. That's why you saw gold move from $271 to over $550, and even went as high as $700 in recent years. I wrote a book back in 2000 entitled Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century. It's now in its fifth printing. There are hundreds of thousands of copies that have been sold and given away across America. And, of course, if you've been a Common Sense Coalition listener, you've always had the opportunity to have that book come to your house postpaid, completely free, no obligation, by simply picking up a phone and calling 800-289-2646. 1-800-289-2646. Tell them you're a listener of the Derry Brownfield Show, and hopefully you become a member of the Common Sense Coalition, and get my book, Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century. It is a practical guide of understanding what's happening with the U.S. dollar, what's happening with gold, what's the best form of gold to own, what's the best way to buy it, where should you store it, answering all those questions that many people have. You know, over the last 2 years, our business has increased precipitously as more and more Americans are starting to understand the value of owning a small amount of gold in their portfolio for protection. That's why Congress allowed you to put it in your retirement accounts. So call us today at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Harry in Texas. Hi, Harry. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jerry and Craig. I have an opinion about something, and I'd like your and Craig's thoughts on it, and straighten me out if where I'm wrong. Number one, who generates the debt in this country? The U.S. government does. Who prints the money in this country? The U.S. government. So it seems to me, in my opinion, that this is the reason why the national debt is going so high, because they're printing the money for it to cover it. However, they're using it as a tool against the people of this country here, hanging it over their head. Actually, I think the national debt is a farce. Now, please understand when I say farce. There is a debt, no question about it. But they're using this as a tool, and they can't afford to pay off this national debt. They could very easily, by running the government printing presses 24 hours a day for however long it takes to print this money. But they can't, because they are counting on inflation going up, which is another tax on the American public. What's your comments on that, Jerry and Craig?
Go ahead, Craig.
Well, let me first off start by saying that Harry brings up a very provocative point, and I'll elaborate on it in a second. But we don't need to run the printing presses 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we really don't use printing money anymore. All they got to do is go to a computer screen and enter a couple digits, and they can increase money overnight, because most people are, I mean, we live in a cashless society. We have since 1975. So we don't need to actually physically print the money. All we need to do is create it in the form of computer blips. But Harry brings up a very interesting point, and that is the United States government creates debt and has created a huge amount of it. And there's almost a sick relationship here, because think about it, and Harry just provoked this thought in my mind. If I can create enough debt as a government, let's just say $10 trillion, and we, the people, are the government, then we, the people, are on the hook for the debt. We're told every American is, you know, $35,000 in debt and blah, blah, blah. So that gives them the ability to come back and say, well, this is the reason why we need to tax your labor. This is the reason why we need to come back and charge you income tax, which our founding fathers never had intended for this system. We can take your labor away, 20-30% of that, which is basically armed robbery through a government system that approves it. And what really torques me off about this whole discussion is, yes, the United States government creates the debt, but then they distribute it through the Federal Reserve System, which is not federal and has no reserves, and those rascals end up charging us interest on it, which if they created, say, a $10 trillion and charged you interest on it, you could never pay it back because there isn't enough money out there to do it, so they have to create more money, and they keep this system going. That's why I've been a big proponent for years, Darius, saying you have to have some inflation to keep the system running. It may be 1 or 2 or 3%, but you always have to have inflation, because if they create $1 trillion today and lend it into the system at 5%, if they only created $1 trillion, there's not $1.5 trillion to pay it back. They got to create more money. And that's the problem with this system. And Harry brings up a good point. It may be a farce. It may just be window dressing to keep the American people out there working, sucking tax money out of them so that they can continue to redistribute wealth to take care of people that don't work. That's terrible English, but you know what I'm trying to say. To fund countries that don't deserve to get money. I mean, Derry, my goodness, we've given foreign aid to countries that hate our guts, for Pete's sakes.
I got a note today, just a little thing somebody emailed me. Said, be sure and pay your taxes. 12 million illegal Mexicans are counting on it.
That's a perfect example. And I mean, look, I would have no problem paying what I pay, and Derry, if I told you what I paid in taxes last year and make you want to get sick to your stomach, but I would have no problem giving that amount of my income up if it was being spent properly, if we were securing our border, if we were taking care of business, if we were staying strong militarily. But to continue to fund the nonsensical things we do, like taking a picture of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and submerging in a bottle of urine and supporting that with government dollars and calling it art, is enough to make me want to choke something. And it's got to stop. I mean, at a certain point, Derry, and I'm not calling for this, so I don't want to get myself in trouble, but at a certain point, the people are going to get sick and tired of it, and there's going to be another revolution. It's not going to be one that's in the streets. It's not going to be one that's fought at the end of a gun barrel, but it's going to be fought at the ballot box, because people, in my opinion, I talk to people all over the country. Most people are really fed up about what they see coming out of Washington.
And here's the thing that I'm going along with, and it's not going to happen if we leave it up to Democrats or Republicans.
Oh yeah,
It's going to have to be a brand new bunch of politicians that go in there that are not politicians but are statesmen, and it's amazing.
Hey, Gary, you're absolutely right, and that's why I think men like Howard Phillips and others that have come out of the woodwork, that are good, fine people, that have great ideas, should be listened to right now. Hey, Gary, I've been a lifelong Republican. I've been a registered Republican ever since I was able to register to vote. And let me tell you something. I'm sick of both parties now. I'm sick of the Republicans. They've abandoned conservative values. They spend like drunken sailors. I'm sick of the Democrats because all they want to do is point out the misfortunes of everybody and not even clean their own house. I'm sick of both parties. They're both lying, stinking rascals. They all need to be thrown out of Washington, and we need to get people back in there that won't kowtow to everything that's said in the media. We need statesmen, as you just said, not politicians.
You know, interestingly enough, I don't know if you know who Helen Chenoweth Hage is or not.
Oh, yes. A matter of fact, I saw an email about her the other day.
Oh, all right. She got killed in a car accident.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was, right?
Now, the obits are out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't believe what the news media is saying about her, because as far as I'm concerned, she was one of the greatest.
You bet.
Leaders that we had in Washington.
And I'm sure they're airing all of her dirty laundry.
Here we have, here's the good stuff. Helen Hage was a remarkable woman. She had the courage of her convictions, the ability to educate people about their rights. Helen knew them to be the foundation that our country was built on, our rights. Helen, I'm kind of skipping through this. Helen Hage will be remembered as a statesman, as a woman who could eloquently speak her mind and stand up for people who couldn't stand up for themselves. Now, here's what, let me just look at some of this now. Here is what the Washington Post said. Former Representative Helen B. Chenoweth Hage of Idaho, an arch conservative who ridiculed the Endangered Species Act and the protection of salmon in her own state and called for disbanding large parts of the federal government, died Monday in a car accident. Here's another one, Chicago Tribune. Former lawmaker was arch conservative gadfly. The article describes the Idaho Republican's views as arch-conservative, often libertarian, and sometimes extreme. What would they say about George Washington?
Yeah, you know, Derry, if I remember correctly, Helen Chenoweth Hage, I think was her full name.
Well, Helen Chenoweth. She married Wayne Hage.
Right. If I remember correctly, though, Darian, help me with this. Wasn't she a big proponent of smaller government and personal property rights? And didn't she lead up all that kind of movement of things that you and I hold dear?
Yeah, that's, you know.
Okay.
They talk about her not liking the Endangered Species Act, and she said that she even ridiculed the endangered salmon in her own state. She had endangered species banquets, and they baked these endangered salmon.
My kind of girl.
Why the people don't like it here. Helen Chenoweth, a wild woman.
So, in other words, because she put people ahead of animals, she's a bad person. Is that it?
Well, that's the way the news media sees her. I just wonder what they'll say about you and me one of these days.
Oh, God, Lord help us. I went to a funeral of a good friend yesterday. He was wonderful, Derry, and he was a fine man. His name was Ed Unicomb, and he did some wonderful things. A great builder and great family man, great church man. And, you know, it's funny you say that because I sat there and said, boy, I hope they say nice things about me like that. But they probably won't. You know, they'll probably find out all the bad stuff I did when I was a kid because I was a rascal when I was a kid.
Well, I'm more of a rascal now. Hey, that's a pretty good kid.
I'm a normal guy. I go to bed at 8:30 at night. Okay, but I was a rascal when I was a kid.
No, when I was a kid, my grandfather was mayor of the town. My mother was superintendent of schools. Boy, I didn't have a chance.
I would say if you didn't behave, you wouldn't have lived to see 18.
Now, are you familiar with the Liberty Dollar?
Yes,
Okay, are you familiar with what's coming up now that the feds are trying to say that these people are counterfeiters and the federal government is claiming paying for goods and services with Liberty dollars is a crime? Have you seen that article?
I saw bits and pieces about it there. Yes, I did.
Okay, I have a Liberty dollar here, believe it or not. I've had it for a long time. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number, 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you insure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned, visiting today with Craig Smith. Craig, I have here one of these Liberty dollars. I'm going to spin it on my countertop here for our listeners. See, most people don't even know that a silver dollar will do that. Now, this is a Liberty dollar. It's a $10 silver. It's one ounce of 0.999 fine silver. And these people that have developed this thing have stores. This silver is actually silver. And you can do business with it as long as the store you're doing business is willing to accept it. And in some areas, I guess they're very popular. Are you familiar with this?
Yes. Matter of fact, I think they have about 2,500 outlets throughout the country that
right.
will accept them. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, here the federal government says that if you pay goods and services with Liberty dollars, it's a crime. They're trying to make these things look like they're no good. But, they're an ounce of silver, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about it, Derry, to give you all the answers on it, but I find it a little interesting because what you're basically talking about is barter. I mean, if I have like those fine steaks that you sent me for Christmas.
Okay.
If I have a couple ounces of silver that I want to trade your fellow that has those steaks for, I'm not sure that it's the government's business that we're doing that unless we're avoiding taxes in the process. Yet at the same token, I understand what the government is saying. The government in the Constitution of the United States, in United States Article 1, Section 8, clearly states that the government reserves the right to coin money and to regulate the value thereof and of foreign coins and to fix a standard of weights and measures and to provide punishment for counterfeiting of securities in current coin of the United States. So,
but can we carry this a step further? It just says they maintain the right to coin money and control the supply thereof. It doesn't say they have the only right.
Right, and that's where I think, you know, the fellows at NorFed, they're obviously going to fight this, and it'll be an interesting battle because I think it really goes down to what a true economy is, and that is that if I'm willing to trade my cow for your tractor, as long as we're not breaking any laws, and if there's sales tax that's involved, we're paying that sales tax, then that's fine. Now, in the case of barter, and there have been barter exchanges for years around America, the argument would be there is no tax that's due because I'm trading one form of good and service for another form of good and service, and therefore it's a non-taxable event. It's a very interesting argument. I don't know enough about it, but I'll be very interesting to see how the courts rule on this because the fellows at NorFed are going to fight this, and I think they should fight it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. Just like they're saying, there's been no coins come out of the U.S. Mint that contained any silver at all since 1968.
Well, I'm not sure that that's true because you have the Silver Eagle program, but...
But they're not pure silver, are they?
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, we're going to take the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Brownfield Show.
Attention deer hunters, GRG Lodge in Northeast Missouri welcomes you to the state's top deer hunting region with nearly 600 acres of trophy buck habitat. Northeast Missouri has long been noted as the state's top big buck producer, and GRG Lodge welcomes you for an all-inclusive private hunt with limited openings for all seasons and methods. Bow hunters, rifle hunters, black powder hunters, even fall and spring turkey hunts. GRG Lodge only offers a limited number of whitetail deer hunts each year, and the time to call is now. GRG Lodge does all the scouting and necessary groundwork. Bring your gear and you're ready to hunt. This hunt is all-inclusive. That means lodging, partial transportation, food and beverages, all-terrain vehicles, deer stands, and detailed maps are provided. State hunting licenses and tags are not included. Call Greg at GRG Lodge, 314-966-1293. That's 314-966-1293.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. I'm going to mention this one more time, Craig, on this silver dollar thing. But the federal government's verbal attack, and this is coming now, of course, from the people that are behind the Liberty Dollar here. The federal government's verbal attack is nothing more than a hollow threat. But one more effort to move Americans' attentions away from the collapsing paper dollar. Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. And that law has never been repealed. The Coinage Act of 1792 defined the dollar as a measurement of gold and silver, 25 and a half grams for gold, 412 and a half grams for silver, respectively. They're setting the ratio of the value at 16 to 1. The terms lawful money and the term lawful money and lawful money of the United States shall be construed to mean gold and silver coin of the United States. This is a federal law that's still on the books. So anyway, they've got a pretty good argument.
Yeah, and look, I think the best argument you just laid it out is that, hey, you guys are breaking the government. You are breaking the Constitution of the United States. We are adhering to the Constitution of the United States. We're using lawful gold and silver money. Ours should be accepted as currency. Yours should be rejected as currency. It's going to be an interesting battle, and I'm not taking sides on it one way or another, Derry, because you know, generally when a government takes an action against something like this, there's more than meets the eye. But the United States government did put forth the 1 ounce silver American Eagle starting in 1986. They have platinum eagles now, gold eagles now. And I'd be interested to see when the NORFED program start, because wouldn't it be wild if the government started minting bullion coins again as a response to what NORFED did? And I think NORFED's got a great argument. If, you know, look, there's a guy up in Buffalo, New York, if I remember correctly, that's on trial about this because he walked into a Buffalo Sabres game and tried to buy a beer with a Liberty.
Right, I remember that.
Silver dollar. Hey, if that vendor said, no, I don't want to sell it to you for that Liberty dollar, okay, then there is no transaction. There was no law that was broken. And I think that I can't wait to see the arguments in that case.
I think from what I've heard, if I remember it right, he sort of started an argument over it.
Right. Well, and here's the point. If the guy said, yeah, I'll take it as $10, here's two beers, I don't think any laws were broken. Now, if the fellow who's trying to buy the beers was saying, oh, this is a legal tender coin, this is issued by the United States of America, then there's misrepresentation, and then you can make the argument for counterfeiting. But again, I don't want to take sides on this, Derry, because I don't know enough about it. And for me to purport that I do, it would be foolish. But I think it's an interesting argument. And, of course, a simple way to get around it is just buy coins and hold them and use them as a hedge. And when you need to deal in the normal day-to-day affairs, cash your coins out, get the cash, and trade that way.
Okay, I was going to ask. Say the government does come out and make silver coins or gold coins or platinum mm-hmm. coins, whatever they are. You're going to have to watch the market to know what they're worth on a daily basis, aren't you? Are
well,
you not?
Yes, absolutely. But see, that's why we've been concerned about confiscation for years. We've had three confiscations in the history of America. In the course of course, one we most remember is when Roosevelt recalled the gold in 1933. But the best way around that, we talk about that in a report we wrote called Your Right to Own Gold. The Coinage Act of 1933, the Confiscation Act, Section 2, Subsection B, tells you that coins that have a special recognized value to the collector of rare and unusual coins is exempt from confiscation, and that's why we've told people buy Morgan silver dollars, buy $20 gold pieces, because you don't have to worry about that if there's ever another confiscation.
But people didn't know that, I don't guess, back in 1933, did they?
No, they sure didn't, Derry. And you got to remember, back then, people thought they were doing the right thing. They wanted to help the government. They turned their gold in at $20 an ounce. The government made the official price $35 an ounce. Therefore, they could print 70% more money. You got to remember, the reason we confiscated gold is we couldn't print money without deposited gold on hand to do it with.
Okay, and we are out of time. It's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
The clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.